Om Shanti. Good morning. This morning, as we enter our day of silence, we have Sister Mira from South Korea. She's been in this study for almost 30 years, and she will lead us this morning into the depths of silence. So welcome, Mirabin.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Are you beginning to enjoy silence? And you will discover how this silence can be power. So the whole day you will discover different things individually as well as together. When we think about silence, we can, sometimes be in silence, but when even there is no voice of talking, but still there can be some tension or different energies that we don't want when we meditate, and we also when we lead the spiritual life, the kinds of silence that we want to experience is something very positive, and you want to be in that state, something like that. So in silence, actually, it's not that there is nothing happening or some kind of void. There are a lot that can happen in silence. It's just that if you are not tuned to the right kind of language or tools, you miss all of that, and the silence can be boring. But in silence, we use the mind's eye or mind's ears, maybe, and also we use the language of thoughts and feelings. And as tools, we use imagination and visualization. So when you use all these things, within silence, it can be very lively and something full, not empty or boring. So that's the kind of silence we will create together and individually today. And actually, when we meditate, two things we do. I feel I can explain like that. One thing is understanding. We seek understanding. And in the soul's history, we used to be in all-knowing state, just like God, our Creator. He created us in His image. That's the saying. So we were all-knowing, but over time, over many lives, from certain time point, we began to forget about ourselves. And then we lost the things that we all had within ourselves, full, completely full. But we lost all the inner treasures. So then, since then, we are on in search of those things that we used to have, because we knew that we have and we were that. So then, when we lost them, just naturally you miss them, and you want to go back to that fullness. So knowing we do. So that comes from understanding, and we use knowledge, as you all have studied the Raja Yoga course. So the knowledge is the light that brings the understanding inside the soul. So that's what one thing we do. And the other thing is to experience. And we aim to experience the original state of the soul, when we were full and we had all the things that we want and we need, what is that state like? So maybe we want to experience peace, love, happiness, and different qualities of our original state. But actually all those are not separate. It's like integrated positivity. It's like that's how we were originally. So some aspect of that state we want to experience, and what we were like, and what we want to achieve and recover. So all the things come through the knowledge that we learn, because we forgot about ourselves and all the valuable things in life. So that's why we were in trouble in a way, and we were experiencing difficulties, and that's why we all came here. So remember the understanding and experience. So we were originally so full and complete, but over time, gradually we, do things in the way that's not consistent with our own truth, original fullness, then all those different experiences comes with some negative consequences, especially those negative things. They get accumulated on the soul. So then the soul, the original qualities are hidden underneath, and it's blocked. And the soul wants to express its original qualities, but because of all the layers and layers of these negative experiences, we cannot do that. So we don't feel free, and we want to be free from that state of total. Like we were suppressing ourselves in a way. So through meditation, we gradually begin to remember how we were, and we stay in that state of remembering. Actually, we talked about the doing and being is exactly doing that, actually. Being, why we have to be rather than do is to go back to that original state. But at this point, we are not fully back. So we are, in a way, just beginning to go back to our original state. So when we sit and using all those tools and languages of silence, we just sit there and give focus. So there are a few the keywords and focus. So there are so many things inside ourselves, in the soul, so many different experiences, good things, and also our original qualities and values, but also not so good and negative things are sitting there. So of all the things, so when we sit in silence and turn inwards, inside ourselves, there's a whole world, and there are so many different things sitting there, but we have to choose what we want to focus on. And of course, as we want to go back to our original state, we choose to be in the experience of one, two, or all of that original qualities. So then, through that experience of original qualities, you get those things get accumulated, and it begin to like fill up the soul. So all the empty spots and all the shadows and dark spots, like some kind of ruins. Or damage done by the different experiences, all those things are like removed. It's melted away, and the soul becomes whole and goes back to its original state gradually. It doesn't happen overnight, but you begin to feel lighter, and you begin to feel more natural being in silence and experiencing peace, love, happiness, and the truth that we all have inside ourselves. So that's the meditation. So the key word I said, the focus, and then really concentrate on that and stay there. So that's the thing, the effort. All we have to do is to find the right focus and then stay there. And that takes energy in a way, because there are so many things distracting us. And, you know, that people talk about the power of silence and power of science. And these days, science is, people, instead of God, they are all for science. And even as, meditation practitioners, the science, power of science is almost omnipresent with us. So we can be easily taken away or move away from the state that we want to be in. So like all the gadgets and, you know, these modern facilities can easily take us away. So when we try to really focus and keep the concentration on peace, inner power and love and happiness, all these things we used to rely on, and we gave ourselves comfort, they really pull us in their direction. So there is a bit of an inner struggle in a way. But when that happens, so it happens in the form of thoughts in the mind, or some kind of feeling that's associated with our past experiences. So when that happens, just observe what's happening and put them aside. And just like a little child, you put them aside and you come back to the focus and the concentration. So then if you really focus on, because it's all originally ours and it's already there, it's just that the other things were covering our good side. So all we have to do is just keep that focus and sit as a being and feel it, begin to feel. And we don't have to think too much. Just we already know what to experience. So just give that focus on the soul, and we begin to experience. And then that's the starting point of going back and recovering our original state. Okay, so we will now experience all of these together. So you are already faced inwards, reflecting about what happens in meditation. So, turning inwards, you begin to have dialogue with yourself. And that can take a form of question or just give and take of, you know, expression. So, you may ask, who am I? But we all know that we are souls, we are not this body, so that's not enough. So then, what kind of soul am I? So when you ask that question, what am I should also come into your mind, because you are, we are, I am, a point of light. a very, very tiny point of light, life energy, sitting inside the forehead. So in this moment, I'm sitting inside, and as a point of light, I am peace. So you talk to yourself, I am peace. And really with confidence, I am that peace, with full faith. Then, depending on the thought you have inside, the same kind of vibration will be vibrating from the point of light. So, I am a point of light, peaceful soul. So you focus on that and feel how the vibration that goes out from me is filled with peace. Just maintain the focus and concentration. I don't think about anything else, just peace. And I feel the peace in my heart. Then the soul is not just the peace. Within ourselves, there is a different energy. And one of the energy that we have originally is joy. And that's connected with happiness. When we come into actions, it's happiness, but inner joy. We all have inner joy. So we focus on that and feel it. I am a joyful, happy being. Really concentrate and focus until you really feel it in your heart. And tell yourself, I am a joyful, happy being. Then the joyful and happy vibrations spread out from me and from all of us together. So the energy becomes very light and cheerful and happy. So stay in that happy mind. I also have very pure love inside. That's my original quality. So love is my natural state. So when nothing blocks the soul, I am love. So when I say, I am love, I am a loving being, really with faith when you say that to yourself, that loving vibrations go out from you. So when I focus on these original qualities, one by one or all together, completely positive energy fills myself. And then there is no more empty feeling or some kind of hurt inside. You are completely recovered back to the original state. Of course, there will be some things that are hidden underneath that you will discover over time, and even those things will be healed and become whole over time. But as much as you focus and maintain that focus and concentration, you become that. You are filled with these original qualities. And that's happiness. As you change and fill yourself with these original qualities, you experience happiness. So with that feeling about yourself, that happiness, you feel really loving towards yourself. You like yourself of being in that state. Do you feel that? It's very good to be in that original state of pure peace, joy, happiness, and powers. These are our powers. So when you are really filled with those, you really begin to feel loving to yourself. So in that loving feeling towards yourself, you focus again on the point of light, which is the soul, and you connect with your source. We call him or her God, and in Muslim religion, Allah, I understand. And we call him or her in different names, but he is divine energy. So when we go back to the original qualities, that's exactly what he is like. So now, sitting here as a soul, feeling very positive about myself and filled with my original qualities, I connect myself with the divine light. And this divine light of God, there is everything that we need or we want there. We want something valuable and really positive about ourselves. So God is the ultimate truth, and he is filled with everything that we really seek in our lives. He is the ocean of peace. He is called ocean because he is filled with peace, but also ocean of love. All these qualities we seek in our lives, he has in abundance. It's endless. So as I connect my soul, me, to the divine light, what happens is I'm opening myself to that powerful light of God. So I just, all I have to do is to keep the focus again on God's divine light, and I just be there and open my heart so that God's divine light can penetrate inside myself. And God's light has the magic power of really bringing the soul back to its original state. We become whole again. And the light has that healing power, whatever hurt or wound we have accumulated over lives, the dark shadows or the spots that we don't want on the soul. God's light has the magic power of really removing all of those, melt them away. We express it in different ways depending on how I experience the light. So now I connect with the divine light and let the divine light of God shine on me and penetrate the soul. And it comes deep inside the soul, and all the covers and layers, just God's light can penetrate straight through those layers and touch very pure and original me, the soul, pure soul. And God's divine energy is also the soul. So between the soul, a soul, and God's soul, the energy flows. As much as I concentrate in that state, His energy continues to come into myself. So are you connected now with the divine light? He is eternally in the same state. He doesn't forget anything. He is always full of the knowledge, the truth. And He has all the positive qualities in abundance. So when I maintain this connection, the energy flows into myself. So you visualize what is happening now as I concentrate on this connection. In God's divine light, I feel very pure and unconditional love of a mother. God is my mother. He gives love without asking. He doesn't see anything negative. I may see myself as the undeserving God's love, but He doesn't discriminate. His love is just coming from the being. So it just overflows and comes out and it touches the soul that I am. And this God's love really gives me the feeling of being accepted, totally accepted. And God can also give me the sustenance of life and also protection in my life. It comes from a father. So God can be my father. So whatever I need, I make connection to this divine light, and I have a relationship, and I talk to God and hear God. And the language that we use in conversation with God is thoughts, minimum thoughts and feelings. And when your heart is open and you are really focused, He will always respond. Actually, He's always sending something back. But when I turn my face away, I lose it. So what I have to do is to just face Him and look at Him. Just looking at Him. Continue to stay there. And then the divine light coming into my soul does the work of really filling the soul with all the treasures that we once had and lost. So I really open myself to God. And I also remember that He is the truth. So when I'm connected with Him, and if I'm really honest, the knowledge, the truth in God can really work on me. So whatever that I have shifted away from truth, the soul's truth, as I go back to this, recover this original state, though all those things become corrected and go back to whole state and match with truth. So all these feelings of going back to my original state and being aligned with truth gives the soul the feeling of liberation. When I'm away from this original state, I feel bound and I'm not free. So now as I recover through this connection with the divine light, God's healing energy and pure and purely loveful energy really brings me back to the original state that I am. So I feel healed, and I feel really safe, and I am aware that what I have to do now, because now I know what is my natural state, who I am and what I am. So when I am aware of that, that knowingness gives me the right choice, so I can discriminate very clearly and accurately, so I make the right choice in my everyday life. So living my everyday life like that, I am accompanying God as my companion. And God's company really colors me. And whatever God has, all those things flow into myself. And I become full and full until I become completely whole again. And as much as I am recovering my original state of peace, power, happiness, and truth, I vibrate that energy into the world. So maybe we can sit for a few minutes, being in that fullness, whole. I am whole, and I have everything inside, and I'm full. And I don't allow myself to be distracted by anything. So just keeping that focus and attention. Now, as a point of light, I vibrate these positive qualities into the world. I vibrate peace. I vibrate love. I vibrate happy energy. And I vibrate the light, the truth of the soul, the life energy. I hope today you go into the awareness of your original self and deeper into the experience of these original qualities. So we will finish meditation, but the whole day, please maintain the inner focus and silence. Om Shanti. Actually, not just Om Shanti, but Om Love, Om Happiness, Om Truth, Om Powers, Om Shanti.